Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
First weekend of school holidays this weekend. Kids are off the leash. I'm sure they're looking forward to it. They'll be running amok across the far south coast. But down the southern end, they're being invited to go and help out with a new shop front. The Rip Curl shop front is being installed in Marimbula, just below Macca's there, where the old Sanity was.
Yep.
And Harrison Boone from Cyclo Group Construction, he's put out a call out on Facebook, basically saying that if the kids want something fun to do, bring them down to paint the new Rip Curl shop front. Oh. So our friends at Pambula Mitre 10 have supplied all the paint. All they need are the kids to paint up a storm down there. And when I say paint kids, I mean like actual physical paint and brushes, not
real
just getting
painting.
On Microsoft Paint
and, just going,
and
just
doodling on
tool.
That, you know, like your teacher might let you do every now and then in the classroom. Real painting.
Yeah.
You'll be able to leave your artistic expression on the new Rip Curl shop front.
Yeah, it will be a blank canvas. These things are fantastic for the local community. When I was in Wollongong in Berkeley, we had this giant prawn which was getting installed, like a sculpture thing, and the kids were able to help out as well, like paint the thing as well. And
really?
I'm not sure if it's still there to this very day, but that was cool as I remember as a kid, so this would be pretty good too.
Yeah. I don't know if you have to stick to a certain theme, I imagine, because it's a surf shop. The kids will be encouraged to paint things like waves and beach scenes and surfers and
yeah.
things like that. How'd you go as a kid in art class? Were you pretty handy with the paintbrushes?
I was very handy in art. So much so, when I had my year 9 and 10 electives, I think I did cooking at one stage, ended up dropping that for sports science, and I did art, and I was the only boy in the whole art class.
Oh, clever.
The amount of gossip that I heard, I was thinking like, please, can't believe she is going out with him.
Yeah, wow.
And scored not too bad in as well. I don't know why I dropped it for year 11 and 12, but yes, I did love
it.
What
were you thinking?
A bit silly.
I was pretty good at art as a kid. Like, I wanted to be a cartoonist.
Oh, I went through that phase as well.
Primary school and that. Problem is, my range was pretty limited as to what I could draw or paint. So if I was a kid helping out with this Rip Curl store this weekend, I'd probably be like, can I do Garfield? I think I can do Garfield on a surfboard. Is that what you're after? I don't know.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I was obsessed with the video game Worms on the PlayStation. They blow each other up, shoot each other.
Yeah, I know
the
one.
It's a bit of a strategy sort of a game. But when I was about 11, that's all I kept drawing is cartoons, these little worms going into battle.
Yeah.
So I would just be destroying worms everywhere, which is kind of weird.
You were the Picasso of worms back
the worm,
in the day.
Yeah.
Word of advice, though, to the people that are organising this painting event for the kids, I reckon have a cutoff when it comes to the age. Like, there should be a minimum age.
Okay.
Because, you know, if you're a mum or a dad, you've seen what the kids bring home from preschool.
Okay. Oh, this is wonderful.
A lot of stick figure work.
Yeah.
And then you've got other kids who might think they're drawing or painting one thing and it looks like something else. Like, one of my mates, his daughter Leah, once brought home a picture of a giraffe from school. And what does that look like, Hutsy? Remember, we're on breakfast radio.
It's putting its neck out, but I'm going to say it looks slightly phallic. That's the best I can...
It's very phallic. She drew a picture of a giraffe and, it basically has to be pixelated. So maybe just be careful with the kids. I think, like, minimum age 5 and no one above the age of 12, because the kids above the age of 12 are probably going to try and do their own version of a giraffe on purpose.
Yeah, they're going to scrub out one of those giraffe's eyes and make it so it's got one eye.
Yeah, that's right.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Over the past few months, there's been a few community groups down the southern end of the far south coast working on a project, the Wharf to Wharf Walk. This thing is massive. Could be our next big tourist attraction here on the far
it's
south
like
coast.
It's like the yellow brick road of the south coast.
It
you
is.
Just follow it from A to B. There's no, you have to worry about witches and things and all sorts of gargoyles along the way. This is just going to be nature at its finest.
Yep, if you love hiking, this is for you. To tell us more about it and about the big launch happening this weekend, we are joined by the joint project coordinator of the Wharf to Wharf Walk, Mark Darby. Good morning.
G'day, guys. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. For people that don't know what this is exactly, can you just give us a succinct overview of what this project is on the southern end of the coast?
It's a project that's brought community groups together from around the Shire, from bushwalking groups to heritage groups to environmental groups to link trails that were already there that connect our communities between two of the iconic symbols of our area, the Marimbula Wharf and Tathra Wharf. And it's a 27K trail that goes between all those trails through Bornda National Park, with gorgeous views and wonderful locations along the way.
Yeah, and you're with the Tathra Lions Club. Did you reach out to the Pambula Marimbula Lions Club, or they have a similar idea and you just guys just met in the middle to make this happen? Or?
it was a idea that came in from the Tathra Club, but reached out to Pambula Marimbula.
Okay, so Tathra's claiming it.
Well, no, it's really with joint work. But it's two projects, really, that have been in existence for a while, with Pambula Marimbula having the Mundui Trail that they developed on the Tura and through to Short Point many years ago, and Tathra Lions Club having the Memorial Headland Gardens there that they maintain at Tathra Headland. So it's a nice connection to bring all that together and connect those projects, but all the community along the way.
Hudson's always trying to start a turf war between the Lions Club.
Just trying to incite a bit of violence between the two.
But you said the walk, though, Mark, is 27 Ooh. Kilometres. That's not just a trip down to the shops. That's quite a lengthy walk. How long do you estimate it's going to take people to do the walk?
Look, it's not encouraged as a one-day walk, especially in whale-watching season. You'd just be sitting there captivated on every headland.
Yeah, true.
So it's an option of doing it as an overnight hike, where you can camp at Hobart Beach Campground in Bornda National Park midway, or even do it in 3 one-day walks and take in all the headlands like Long Point and Tura Headland as well. There's a couple of the back trails through Bornda National Park.
Mm.
Yeah, so what kind of...
However leisurely or challenging you want to make it.
Yeah, so what kind of skill levels are we looking at? So anyone can take on this walk? It's not like a Kokoda Trail where you've got to be training for months or anything like that. It's just standard.
No, it's right up your alley, guys.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to walk for 27 kilometres, there's no better part of the world to do it than along that stretch of coastline. And, you know, if Hutsy and I do take on the challenge, we'll make sure we bring our own plastic bags to clean up after ourselves.
Yeah, I won't have much of a backpack. I wouldn't be able to handle like 20 kilos on the back, I don't think.
Excellent.
So the official launch is this Saturday in Tathra, Mark. So what can people see and do at the launch this weekend?
The official part of it will be around 10 o'clock with dignitaries, including the Mayor and Chris McBain and Andrew Constance, all there, as well as Arnie Colleen, opening up the wharf. And then a great range of free family activities, with the Tathra Wharf Museum open free for everybody for the whole weekend on Saturday and Sunday, and a range of activities for kids from 11 o'clock on Saturday
at
the Tathra Headland, with the Bornda Environmental Ed Centre running a family treasure hunt, and the New South Wales National Parks Junior Discovery Rangers doing games, quizzes, mask making, and a whole range of activities from 10 to 12 on Saturday at the Headland, all free.
Oh, great. Good way to start the school holidays.
Yep.
And for those that want to take on the walk once it's officially launched on Saturday, how do they go about it? How do they find out more and get
the details? Check out the website. There's the Wharf to Wharf Walk website that we've developed in partnership with Sapphire Coast Tourism. It has all the information and details there to guide people along the way.
Awesome. Well, it's a great project, Mark. It's brought a lot of community groups together and highlights the beauty in our region. Hopefully it entices a few tourists to come along and take on the Wharf to Wharf walk. Good luck with the launch on the weekend, and thanks for chatting with us this morning.
You're welcome. Look forward to seeing you on the trail sometime.
You should have seen Hussey's eyebrows go up.
I still have flashbacks of when I was in year 7 at Bega High School. We did a walk around Bornda, and that was like 13 Ks. This one's 27. I don't have the sprightliness that I had, I don't think, when I was 13 around Bornda.
We'll just give the rescue chopper guys a heads up.
Yeah, is there an emergency beacon button? They come and pick me up in a helicopter.
We'll work out coffee drop offs.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Something.
Well, thank you so much, Mark. Appreciate it.
Okay, guys, take care.
Mark Darby there, joint project coordinator for the Wharf to Wharf walk, which officially opens at Tathra this weekend.
I still have nightmares about that walk. We stayed in a bunch of A-frames. Like, the walk felt like it was twice as long, because you had these little tiny legs when you were 13. We stayed in these A-frames. Wombats, like, came past and ate people's food. And then we
were going to say 8 people. I'm like, geez, they do that?
Yeah, they do. They get pretty hungry. And then to fill up your water there, I'll never forget it. I was filling up my Shaq 1995 vintage water bottle to fill up with some water. I'm like, this is great. Tank water. It was like, had a slightly green tinge, and there was dead mosquitoes in it. It was great.
Okay, well, you don't have to worry about that with this.
That was 22 years ago. I'm sure things are better now.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Are you one of these sadistic people that actually likes going to the shops, like going to shopping malls and walking around and getting lost and that sort of stuff? Or
I love the thrill of the hunt. The hunt for a bargain. So, yeah, I don't mind wandering the shops. Like yesterday, I wandered around Coles just buying like cheap food.
Oh,
like,
so you're a bit of a wanderer, are you? Yeah. At the shops, yeah.
I had to get something in the Coles Bega, but while I was there, I was looking for all the half price stickers going, oh, it's half price this week. Oh, look at that.
Yeah, I'm one of the shoppers that's like, I'm trying to find the quickest possible way and get out in record time. But sometimes I almost feel guilty when I go to the shops. If I go to Coles or somewhere like that and I've got a basket and I've only got like two or three things, I'm like, well, it's not even worth coming here for. So I'm going to have to walk around and find some more stuff to like make the basket look more respectable.
Really?
Yes.
You think they're going to judge you at the self-serve checkouts?
Really?
They're going to get a raised eyebrow from the checkout lady?
But the shopping mall is just next level. When you get places like, you know, like Miranda Fair or Pacific Fair up at the Gold Coast, like places like that, like you can get lost in there for days. The place is that big.
We went to Surfers Paradise for our holidays recently and I had to meet up with my friend Richard and he goes, oh, do you want to meet up at Pacific Fair for coffee? Now, I kind of grew up on the Gold Coast,
yep.
Went to Pacific Fair many times, haven't been there in probably like 15 years. I got lost. We yeah. had to fire a flare up at one point to go like, we don't know. We're like, let's meet at a store that we recognize. Is there a Target or something nearby? Like,
and we're so lucky here on the South Coast. You've got places like, you know, Sapphire Marketplace and Village Centre, places like that where you can get in and out easy. It's got what you need and you don't have to worry about getting lost.
Oh, it's small enough that you can yell and
Absolutely.
People can follow the sound of your voice.
Yeah.
Like, come over here.
And the big shopping malls, though, getting lost is a regular thing for me. Like, you see those maps, it's like, you are here and here's all the other places on the electronic map. I can't even use them, first of all. I'm like, how do I even operate this? But it looks like now there's something to help out people that are visually impaired as well. Imagine a visually impaired person trying to, you know, for a normal person, it's hard enough. Imagine someone with a visual impairment to try and get around a shopping centre.
But even if you do have a seeing eye dog, the dog's just like, I'm as lost as you are at this point.
He'll get sidetracked by the bargains and the schmackos in the window or something as well and lead you astray. But Rockhampton in Queensland, they've got a new system in place and it looks like this thing could be revolutionary.
Now an app is acting as the eyes for blind locals. Rocky Stockland is the latest location in Queensland to see the rollout of Bindi Maps.
So we locate you in busy, complex spaces like large shopping centres and help you find where you need to go inside the shopping centre.
Yeah, okay. How cool is this? It's like a voice navigation thing. Think of a nav man telling you exactly where to go. That's exactly how this thing works.
I'm assuming Bindi stands for something.
Maybe.
I don't know, because when I hear Bindi map,
prickles,
I'm thinking, yeah, it'd be great if you had a map of the backyard to show you how you can get to the clothesline without getting bindies in your feet, you know?
Probably something similar like
that'd
that.
That'd be great.
It maps out the whole shopping centre. So Rockhampton's the one that's being used at this stage. And, well, it's got a whole bunch of sensors and things to help you out. Take a listen.
250 Bluetooth beacons have been installed throughout the centre, which can locate the app user. Simply tell it where you want to go and follow the audio guide.
So very just handy. Like a normal GPS.
Yeah.
I wonder if it picks up like slow moving lanes as well. Like maybe like if GPSs are getting pretty advanced these days,
to
pick up people on scooters that are, you know, in the way or maybe people
that
are...
Yeah, oldies stopping to have a chat in the middle of the lane.
And things like that as well. Mm. But the good news is it's not just for people that are visually impaired. It can help out anyone like you and I as well.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
But the app isn't only for the vision impaired. The satellite tracker is also handy for locals who need a hand getting their bearings.
Who hasn't been lost in a complex shopping centre before or a university or a hospital? We're finding that it's making life a lot easier for people to get around.
Yeah, I can say I've been lost in all of those places more than on one occasion.
All right.
Yeah, usually when I
call in the SES.
Yeah, we need something like this to be more prevalent around the area because, you know, I'm sick and tired of going to shopping centres and, you know, like Marco Polo and getting escorted out of the shopping centre trying to find my way around as well. But this is good for inside the shopping centre, but what about outside the shopping centre? I'm talking about, you know, an app when you need to find exactly where you've parked. They could probably call it something like this.
Dude, where's my car?
Where's your car, dude?
Dude, where's my car?
Now, that's something I definitely download.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy. Weekdays from 6.